Last week, we got, there was a report that talks were kind of regressing. This week, the opposite. Looks like they're progressing a little bit. Talk about the kind of roller coaster of emotion in a strike like this and how you guys cope with that kind of thing.
Well, the way we cope with it is that we don't listen to, like, close, because if you get close and your anxiety gets high and then you get let down. But I just tell everybody, until a deal is done, just don't believe in close. This is hold the line until we get instructions that we do have a tentative agreement. This is as simple as that. We can't, they're doing there all they can do there to deal with this corporate greed and corruption. So until we actually get an agreement that we all feel is fair, then we're going to do what we have to do.
So. Sixth week, I believe.
This is the fifth week.
This is the fifth week. 29th. Fifth week. Yeah. Okay, talk about morale. How are you guys feeling?
Oh, right now we're all just waiting. Everybody's being positive and being focused on what we got to do, the job and the task at hand. The community is still reaching out, which makes it a lot easier. Without the community and the politicians coming by, it would be hard to, like, deal with this. But we actually embracing it, and we feel like our fair contract is on our way.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about the community. We've talked about this before, but still, I was just here for 5 minutes, and the number of horns I heard was pretty crazy. Talk about the community.
Oh, the community's been outstanding. I mean, I have a list, and then it's extremely long, of generous donations, supplies to support. Like you said, the horns going by blowing will gives you that extra energy to go another day. But it's just the wood that was delivered, the ponchos, the water, to dealing with the inclement weather, the tents, the food. I mean, hand warmers. I mean, it's just extremes. The extreme deliveries that we get and people reaching out is actually a blessing for our local. So hats off to the community for helping out.
Yeah, and obviously Western New York is a huge labor area. So a lot of these people driving by probably identify.
Yes, and they understand the situation now that it's aired out. This strike isn't about just us. It's about the middle class that's being abused by these corporations that feel like they don't want to take care of their people. They don't want to, like, lift the people up that actually do the work, you know? But instead of that, they want to undermine us and cut the wages by half, tell temporaries they don't have a right to permanent employment, take our jobs overseas, which is unfair because we should make it here in America. It's sad because fair wages and affordable health care, these are things that we should automatically get, you know, from putting in work every day. We're not asking for no more than we already had prior to bankruptcy, prior to the corporation going asking for bailout money. The government gave them the money, and we want the things back that we gave up. It's only fair. We're talking 07, 11, we're talking 15. And the five, like I said, so fair wages, affordable health care, share of profits, job security, and a permanent path for employment for the temporary workers.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, just keep praying that we get a fair contract and ask the community to keep supporting us as we still will fight for the middle class and fight for ourselves too.